Rav Levi Yitzchak was named after his uncle, father of his father's brother. His grandfather, his name was Rabbi Sheya Meir. Rabbi Sheya Meir was a very smart man, he read Elokim. He used to go a lot to Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Baldichev. And he called his son after the name of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Baldichev. Yeah, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. Okay. He also had a great grandfather, his name was Rabbi David Moshe. He was a rich man. And he lived a long life. There's a story about how he died. He was 96 when he died. He was a very strong man, of David Moshe. He never needed a doctor. One day when he was very old, he went to call a doctor. And he spoke with him for a while. Afterwards, he went to the shul and called 10 people to come to him, because he's going to die soon. That's what he decided. He's 96. Right? And he wants 10 people to be around him. Say Shema Yisrael and Vidui. So Chevra Kadisha came. And he started talking to Chevra Kadisha. Where am I going to be buried? How much are we going to pay you? And everything. Okay. Afterwards, he asked to prepare for him hot water for the Tara. And then he went into the bed. And then he asked him, the water's hot? Yeah, you heated up the water from the Tara of my body? Yeah. Good, now say Shema Yisrael. So they all screamed out Shema Yisrael and he died. He prepared himself. He knew everything was going to be with him. He was 96 years old. And he was the great-grandfather of Levi Yitzchak Bender.
What time period was that?
His great-grandfather?
Right.
300 years ago?
300?
Yeah, maybe 250, I don't know. What
time? Time of Washington?
Yeah, maybe a little bit after, yeah.
1760s.
Yeah. The mother of Levi Yitzchak, her name was Sarah Rachel. She's a very kosher lady, very Yarbi Yira Shemayim. And she cared very much for her son. Levi Yitzchak always mentioned this. Levi Yitzchak's father, Rav Noach, he died in Tesav Tammuz, Tav Resh Ayin Ches. He was only 63 years old. But his mother lived a lot after him, many years after him, 30 years after him. And she died in the Holocaust to the Nazis. Before she was murdered, when she was still in the ghetto, Rav Levi Yitzchak used to send her food somehow. When Rav Levi Yitzchak said that, when he was sitting in jail, that we're going to read later, in the communists, and he was almost killed. One night, he dreamt about his mother. And his mother told him, don't worry, Levi Yitzchak. All the tzaddikim in Tiberias are davening for you. And really, he had the miracles the way he was stated. He didn't know when his mother was murdered. Therefore, he said, the Yartzeit on Yom Kippur. Why? Because on Yom Kippur, I daven for the Almud, anyways. And I fast. The halacha is to fast on your mother's, on your parents', the minhag is to fast. So, yeah, let's see, that's the Yartzeit. I didn't know when she was killed. Rav Levi Yitzchak used to say a story about his childhood in Grodzisk. One day, he came to visit the town, the governor of the area. He was a goy, a very respectful man with a white hair and a white beard also. And everyone respected him. After he went all around, he saw the city. So, with the people of the community, they told him, let's go, we'll show you our shuls, the shuls of the city. So, and at that time, Rav Levi Yitzchak, with other of his friends, they were with the people playing music, they were waiting for him to come in, and they'll play the songs. And he was 6 years old, Rav Levi Yitzchak. The local Rav, was honored to give a little drasha. He was a big, huge Talmid Chacham, which has a big tzaddik, has nothing to do with the government, doesn't know how to act in front of the government, doesn't know anything. He was very, very poor. He didn't even know Polish so well. But since the guest did not know any Yiddish, So they taught the Rav some things how to say in Polish. In the middle of that, he's talking. He took the edge of his tachetul that he was wearing, and he blew his nose on it. Everyone was very embarrassed, right? So, and people were afraid. Look, now he's gonna act not good to the Jews. Who knows what's gonna be? We just suspected him. So, when he finished seeing the Jews, he went to see the Christians. So he went to the church. Everything was so rich. Everything was so perfect. They spoke so beautifully, and everything was so perfect. Good, very nice. After his visit, he gathered everyone together and he said, "It's true. In the church, it's all beautiful. It's also nice, but in the shul, I saw truth." But the Ritzvah says in Yiddish, "Dalt is given shame, Abel Dal is given emes." Over there, everything might be nice, but here with us is the truth. Nice is not always true. Rabbi Yitzchak had a very nice voice. Everyone knew his famous voice. Even when he was a kid already, he was singing in the Makela, in the choir, kids' choir in the town that he lived in. So the person in charge of the choir, his name was Moshe Aroy. And he, for every year, used to make new niguni. He knew very well. And he liked Rabbi Yitzchak very much because Rabbi Yitzchak was very precise in how he says the stuff, how he's saying, and how he says the nusach. And when Rabbi Yitzchak left the town, Moshe Aaron tried to get him to stay. Rabbi Yitzchak, even before he reached Bar Mitzvah, he started getting up chatzos. Before he knew Breslau, before anything, he's getting up chatzos. His brother official, which was Lifter only 10 years ago, 20 years ago, was Nifter. Said he still remembers the Rabbi Yitzchak. He got up in the middle of the night and he used to sit and learn when everyone's sleeping. When he was 15, Rabbi Yitzchak left his town and he went to learn Torah in the yeshiva in Makom. Very good yeshiva. He got to the yeshiva at the beginning of the summer of Tav Resh Ayin Gimel, which is 673, which is 101 years ago. 102 years ago. 101 years ago. He reached the yeshiva. 1913. So before he left his town to go to yeshiva, he went to the Rebbe to say goodbye. And his mother told him, "Listen, even if the Rebbe asks you to stay in his yeshiva, you leave." So, and that's what he did. Markov, Rabbi Yitzchak, was one of the best students over there. In the Pinkas team, they had these writing downs of the stuff that happened in yeshiva. They wrote there, from the day the yeshiva was established, there wasn't a masmid like Rabbi Yitzchak. Yitzchak Bender was a big masmid. The yeshiva had 13 rules that all have to do with Kedusha, Amira Shamayim. And only someone who passes these rules, agrees to accept these, is able to go into the yeshiva. And sometimes he used to go, he used to say what the rules. So he said, a bachur, when he goes out of the walls of the yeshiva, he goes outside, asur to stand in the street. He only walk, and he never lift up his head. Walk with his head down straight, not to go to the side, anything. Of course, he can't go into any store. Only in stores that yeshiva says he can go into. And these stores were stores that women don't go into them. And in the yeshiva, one of the rules was you have to daven only in the place where you learned all day. Your seat where you learn, that's where you daven. And if someone did not follow these rules, 13 rules that they had over there, they threw him out of the yeshiva. Rabbi Yitzchak was there only for a year and a half. But still, he always remembered that those year and a half is the sweetest years. He said it was a very high learning. The learning was a very high level. He said that when someone came to them once to the yeshiva, they told him, look, we did it in a whole month. There's this amount of Gemara, this amount of Shulchan Aruch, and we know it well. He said, what? A whole month? When I was in yeshiva, we did it in a few days. Yeah, stuff changed after the war, yeah. Yeah. In the yeshiva, besides learning Gemara, Ibkiyus, and Iyun, it was very important for the people in the yeshiva to learn Halacha, Shulchan Aruch, Yisro Vehetel, Mamash, everything. Going to Bezhin Tbachayim, where you shech the animals. They knew everything. Rabbi Yitzchak was a big, very big masmin. We lived here more or less in this generation, some people saw him, okay? In the last decades of his life, we managed to see how much hasmada he had in the Torah, and how much he was afraid of any minute of the Torah. For hours over hours, he used to sit by his farm. Just like he loved the Torah so much, he hated wasting time. Waste time was the worst thing. Since he's a kid, if he was very young, he always had little mishnayos in his pocket, so he could always, every moment, even during the war, and when he was in the communists, and all the problems that he went through, he always had his little mishnayos, so he could review. He finished the Shishas Mishnah, all the mishnayos, hundreds of times in his life. In his last years in Yerushalayim, he always said, "Midaf hidden the tzeit." We have to guard the time. We have to watch the time. Once a person came a few minutes later, his shir, and he was saying, "I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry," because he was very careful over time. So Rabbi Yitzchak told him, "Tirutzim you're giving me. You're giving me excuses." Torah, I want to hear Torah, no excuses. You're right, it's fine, you're late, it's beseder, you have good excuse, but what are you going to do with the 5 minutes that you lost? You're right that you lost, but what are you going to do about it? He used to say always, we don't know how much each minute is important. Yeah. The Rebbe used to get up chatzos every night, his whole life, since before he was 13 years old, his whole life, didn't miss even one night, his whole life. For 80 years, every night he got up chatzos. And he used to sit and learn from then until Marv. From chatzos until Marv. Usually he didn't even take any break. Sometimes he took a break to rest if he didn't sleep enough before. So, say that. We'll stop over here. Then we'll talk about, next week we'll talk about how we got close to Breslau.